WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Pete Hegseth says he'll bring the warrior culture to the military if he's confirmed as President-elect Trump's defense secretary and deflected allegations of sexual assault and excessive drinking. CBS's Nicole Killian says Hegseth appears to have the support of committee Republicans.
They believe in terms of a lot of these issues and controversies surrounding him that they are coming from anonymous sources and that the focus of this hearing should be more focused on his vision for the Pentagon.
Red flag wind warnings are posted in fire-ravaged Southern California. L.A. County Fire Chief Anthony Maroney.
The worst winds are predicted today for the late afternoon and into Wednesday.
CBS News learns a Gaza ceasefire draft deal has been agreed to in principle. CBS's Ramy Innocencio.
There is that feeling of hope, and that official says in large part because of the U.S. and the double backing of the outgoing Biden White House and the incoming Trump White House.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has signed an executive order creating and funding the Wisconsin Office of Violence Prevention. In the announcement on Tuesday, Governor Evers directed $10 million to the new office to begin working on prevention efforts for violence and gun violence issues. He's also announced his budget proposal will include comprehensive gun safety reforms and seek funding to make the new office a permanent fixture. The order comes in response to the deadly school shooting at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has announced $14 million in funding for clean energy projects across Wisconsin. According to a press release, 42 projects across 27 counties will receive a portion of the funding, including a number in western Wisconsin. Projects in Ashland, Barron, Dunn, Pierce, and St. Croix counties will receive a smaller portion of the funding through the Rural Energy for America program and Energy Efficiency program. Officials hope the projects will reduce the state's environmental footprint and lower energy costs. A Superior man accused of leading a Wisconsin state trooper on a high-speed chase that reached speeds of nearly 140 miles per hour in Chippewa County has been charged. According to court documents, 20-year-old Matthew Plesko was charged with fleeing an officer, underage drinking, and speeding on an expressway in excess of 35 miles per hour. Plesko was allegedly seen by a state trooper driving 113 miles per hour on Highway 29 on December 14th and continued for 19 miles after the trooper attempted to pull him over. The Rice Lake Area School District is announcing schedule changes for its four-year-old kindergarten program next year. According to district officials, starting in the 2025-2026 school year, there will be 5 full days of 4K programming at Tainter Elementary School, Hilltop Daycare and Preschool, and Haugen Elementary School. Students enrolled in the programs will attend the school closest to their home, where they will continue until fourth grade. The expanded programs will not come with any added cost, and school lunches will be available. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers packed their bags. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers were cleaning out their lockers after losing to the Eagles on Sunday. Green Bay lost at least 4 players on offense due to injury during the game, including left guard Elgton Jenkins and center Josh Myers, who suffered a fractured leg. The backups committed some costly penalties that wiped out some first downs. Right guard Sean Ryan.
Yeah, it's, seeing those and little yellow flags on the floor really just kind of kills your vibe, but you got to be able to just move on and flush it. And, we had a couple holdings that negated huge gains for us. And the only thing to do about that, I guess, is just be better.
Elsewhere in the NFL, the Chicago Bears are set to meet with Mike McCarthy about their head coaching position. McCarthy fired by the Cowboys after 5 seasons in Dallas. NBA, the Bucks are back home tonight. They host the Sacramento Kings in Milwaukee. The Badgers are at the Kohl Center against the Ohio State Buckeyes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels.
Clear, but not as cold.
0 to 5 below. For tomorrow, increasing clouds, a chance of flurries in the afternoon. Highs warm all the way up to the high 20s. Continued warming Thursday and Friday. Temps well into the 30s before much colder air returns for the weekend. Right now, it's zero.
From Eau Claire, hometown, 93.5 The Tap and Civic Media. Eau Claire Area High School basketball is on the air. Coverage of tonight's matchup begins with the pregame show, featuring an interview with the coach, a look around other area action, and the keys to the game. Let's head to the gym. Here's Scott Montesano.
Hello, everyone, and live from Eau Claire North High School, it's Eau Claire Area High School basketball. Tonight, it's the Crosstown Showdown and a Big Rivers Conference matchup to boot, with the Eau Claire Memorial Old Abes taking on the Eau Claire North Huskies. Memorial flies into this one undefeated in the conference and 11-1 overall. The Old Abes are again challenging for the BRC title and a high seed in the postseason under head coach Brandon Fanning. Senior Rainer Welch is one of the best post players in all of Western Wisconsin, presenting a matchup problem that Memorial takes advantage of. Meanwhile, North is hovering around 500 with the O'Keefe twins, Ellie and Ava, having very good seasons. Hope Buschendorf having a great senior year as well. A win for North would be a narrative twister for their season.
going to tell you what it needs eventually.
Okay, well said.
Well, you like that, don't you? All right, I think we're back on, folks. All right. Scott Montesano back with you here from Eau Claire North High School. We had a little hiccup with technology. Oh, you got to love technology, don't you? Scott Montesano back with you as the technology works for us. So here we go. Scott Montesano back with you. Oh, the radio station and the internet decided to go out on us. And can you blame the radio station and the internet? Can you blame the hamster for deciding to call it an early night? Because it's as cold as a witch's heart outside. The hamster got off the wheel, decided to go to a fireplace for a moment. But here we are. We are back with you. Eau Claire North and Eau Claire Memorial tonight. Here from Eau Claire North High School, Scott Montesano with you. So glad you could be along with us on this Tuesday night. It's the Crosstown Showdown between North and Memorial. Memorial has won 7 consecutive matchups in the series. They are flying high. They have had an outstanding season thus far. They are led by Raina Welch, one of the top post players in all of Western Wisconsin. Meanwhile, North, obviously, you've got Ellie and Ava, the O'Keefe twins. Hope Bushendorf has been stepping up as well for North. Many North seniors, by the way, and a lot of these seniors want to make sure they grab at least one win against Memorial before their senior seasons are over with. Memorial has won 7 consecutive matchups in the series history. Not only that, in the more immediacy, if you will, Memorial leads the Big Rivers Conference. North has had a .500 season. This would be a narrative twister of a victory if they could pull it off. They pull it off, it could set the stage for a fantastic finish to the season. Before the game, I had a chance to catch up with the head coach of the North Huskies, Debbie Peterson, and we talked about what this rivalry means to her and to the program.
But it's been going on for a long time, which really adds to the history and the story of it, which just makes it an extra fun night in the doghouse.
Now, I know that Memorial's had the edge the last few years. Does that give you guys added incentive? There's always that incentive, but especially these seniors want to make sure they grab at least one, right?
I say we always want to win, and at the same time, we just want to go out and do our best and focus on us and controlling what we can control.
Mm-hmm. What makes Memorial so good?
Dude, they're so fast, so consistently up and down the lineup. They've got players at every position that can get out and run, so we're going to have to make sure we know where our matchups are.
It's been a few weeks since we saw you guys in person the last. How have things improved for you since that matchup about a month ago we saw you in?
Well, we're fully healthy. First time all season here, the last week or so, we've got our full roster. We're back to full strength, which helps. We worked out some of the kinks with getting everybody back because it was kind of like starting the season over there.
How do you want this game to go? Obviously, you want at least one more point than the opponent, but how do you want this game to go? If it's playing out like that, it's the way you wanted it.
Yeah, so we talked a lot the last couple weeks about offensively just being calm and controlled, and then defensively just contain and contest. And those, again, are things that we can control, and if we do that consistently throughout the game, we'll be happy.
I like asking coaches this question about this time because you still have a month left in the regular season, then playoffs. Do you still see a ceiling for your team? You're still not playing your best, right?
Correct, which is both a blessing and a curse. Like, again, we know that we always have stuff we can keep building towards, which is fun. It makes it fun to come to practice, and at the same time, we got to keep getting better.
Who are some players who have really stepped up for you that maybe weren't seeing a lot of time last year? Now they're getting those minutes and they're really taking advantage of them.
Hope Buschendorf is having arguably her best season of her career, which is great because she's a senior, so that's how you want it to be. So Hope is playing really well for us. Ava O'Keefe has come in off the bench and worked her way into the starting lineup for us this year with how she's playing defense and shooting the ball.
How big is it for you that a lot of people have known the name Ellie O'Keefe for a couple of years now, but how big has it been to have really that scoring distribution for you?
It's been huge. Any given night, any girl's going to go off for four or five threes, which is great. We keep saying hopefully one of these nights we get two, three, four of them that all go off for four or five. So keep our fingers crossed for tonight. We should shoot the lights out.
And once again, that's the head coach of the North Huskies, Debbie Peterson. We have North, we have Memorial, the Crosstown Showdown for North High School coming up on the other side of this timeout. We'll have starting lineups and the tip next from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Sports Talk Radio is flooded with opinions.
Blah, blah, blah.
So why not cleanse the palate a little with something different? Check out the Let the Kids Play podcast series. Heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. Get the opinion on the latest sports news from the perspective of a 13-year-old. Join Derek Montesano every week for his opinion on what is happening in sports. Let the Kids Play. Heard only at echometownradio.com.
Eau Claire Hometown Media is where the Chippewa Valley comes to talk. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify and have local podcasts come right to you every single day. Eau Claire Hometown Media features Banker with a Beer, Dose of Dog, Talk of the Town, and many other popular local podcasts. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify today.
It's time for tip-off with the play-by-play of tonight's game. Here's Scott Montesano.
The DeLong Middle School with our national anthem tonight here at Eau Claire North High School. Scott Montesano with you. The first of the four crosstown showdowns on the hardwood. Obviously two girls games, first tonight and two boys games, first of which will be next Tuesday, which we'll of course still have here on 93.5. Let's get to the lineups. First for Memorial, Brandon Fanning, the head coach, 11-1 overall, 5-0 in the Big Rivers Conference. They'll start the junior, Rhea Shaw, sophomore, Marley Ferguson, senior, Ashlyn Schroeder, junior, Lydia Palmier, and the senior, their big player, Raina Welch. Shaw, Ferguson, Schroeder, Palmier, and Welch. Now for the North Huskies, Debbie Peterson in her second season, 7-6 overall, 2-3 in the Big Rivers Conference. They'll start the senior twins, Ellie O'Keefe and Ava O'Keefe. Ellie averaging 13.8 points per game leads the team. Hope Buschendorf, the senior, will also start, as will the senior, Novalyn Santana, and junior, Adeline Shepler. Ellie and Ava O'Keefe, Buschendorf, Santana, and Shepler for North. Memorial has scored 80-plus points three times this season. That's an awful lot of points in high school basketball. Wait, this isn't baseball. If this was baseball, it wouldn't be minus 10 degrees outside, and we wouldn't feel as though we're taking a milkshake shower when we stepped outside. You score 80 points in high school basketball, that's a lot, especially in the girls' game, which can tend to be played more in the 50s and low 60s. So this Memorial team can score a lot. They have size, which is at their advantage, and they take advantage of it. In the first half, Memorial going from right to left. They've got the purple, North, left to right, wearing the white. The ball's up in the air, and the opening tap controlled by North, and away we go on this Tuesday night. Group of North students here, small group of Memorial students as well. The frigid temperatures outside, so cold your nostrils freeze when you step outside, no doubt keeping some of the students away today. Ellie O'Keefe has it high out left. She'll hand it to Shepler. Shepler curls around the arc. Now hands it to Ava O'Keefe. She stops the free throw line, but nowhere to go. She was being guarded by Welch. Ellie O'Keefe drives in from the left side. Scoop shot with the right hand. Won't go. Rebound comes down to Memorial. Shaw out in midcourt as she's picked up by Ellie O'Keefe. Shaw switching from the right to the left hand. Gets it over high left. A three on the way by Palmier. Rattles around. No offensive rebound. The putback will not fall for Schroeder for Memorial. And the rebound back to North. Memorial dominated the glass in the two meetings these teams had last season. Santana, left sideline for North, feeds it underneath for Shepler. Shepler kicks it right baseline, a jumper by Buschendorf off the heel, no. Rebound for Ferguson, runs up the floor, leads it to Shaw. Shaw, though, has the ball roll out of her hands, saves at the baseline, though. Back to Ferguson, who gets it outside to Palmier, and Memorial will load up. Nice play there by Shaw. Nearly had the turnover, but saved it. Offensive foul now called on Memorial as driving was Ferguson. Dished it to her right to Shaw, but she kept on going and barreled over her defender. An offensive foul. It's like trying to stop at an icy intersection. She put the brakes on, but there's still a little bit of a give, a little bit of a runway to go, if you will. So North will take over, still looking for the game's first points, 90 seconds in. Santana in the backcourt, full court press. She'll hand it to Ellie O'Keefe, who sprints up the floor along the left side into the front court. Picks up the dribble, back to Santana, top of the key. Takes the three. It's an air ball, and the ball will go back to Memorial as Santana has a little grin on her face as she gets serenaded with the air ball from the Memorial students. Opposite of us, who made the short drive, the short extra five-minute drive from the south side to the north side today. Cora Graham into the ball game for Memorial. She's got it high out left. Right hand dribble to the top of the key, nowhere to go. Now to Kling, who's into the game, as Brandon Fanning already using the bench in this one. Nora Kling, a freshman, left sideline, picks up her dribble, but Graham is there to pick it up now at the top of the key. Graham works away underneath, stops 5 feet out, spins around. Here's Kling now driving through. Big collision underneath. She bulldozes over Santana, and that'll be another offensive foul on Memorial. Santana's got a very visible knee brace on her right leg, but is not afraid to take the contact. Draws the foul on Graham. I should say on Kling, her first, team second. And it's North basketball. Game still looking for its first points. 15:45 left in the first half. North basketball, fed underneath to Kling. I should say not to Kling, fed underneath to Shepler. Shepler knocks over Kling, and we're going to get an offensive foul on her. So Shepler called for the foul. We've had three fouls, all offensively, on both teams, and have not had a point yet. Memorial basketball thrown in underneath the hoop. It goes off the hands of Lydia Palmier, rolls off the scorer's table at midcourt, and that'll be a turnover back to North. So Memorial had a hard time just getting the ball in. This Memorial team beat, well, I should say, a turnover at midcourt by Kling. Kling turns it over at midcourt, runs up the floor, can't finish the layup though, as her shot hits off the glass and rolls off the front rim, ball back to North. This Memorial team got a big win against Hudson earlier this month that gives them the edge in this conference. Big game coming up on Friday at Menominee. This is one, though, they won't overlook. Missed shot by Ellie O'Keefe underneath. Rebound back to Memorial. Driving through Lydia Palmier. She tries to go up, got fouled. Are they going to give her the shots? No, they will not. They'll say it was before she got fouled. Ellie O'Keefe picks up her first. 0-0 score still, 15-11 to go in the first half. Well, that's going to change. Beautiful inbounds feed to Raina Welch, who got it at the left block. And Welch goes up and scores and gets Memorial on the board. They lead 2-0. Ellie O'Keefe across the midcourt stripe. She got trapped, though. Ball spits loose, and it's stolen away by Memorial. Palmier throws it to the right corner. Caught there by Cora Graham. Graham then got quickly surrounded. Ball comes out of her hands. Out of bounds. Last touch, though, by North. It'll stay Memorial ball. Graham feeds it into Welch. Underneath shot, no good. Rebound, pawed around a little bit. Buschendorf can't get control for North. Welch has it, then it's scraped away from her. Loose on the deck, putting up a shot as Kling. She can't get it to go. Rebound goes back out beyond the arc, scooped up by Shaw, but as she begins to maneuver, they get her for the travel. Nice job done by Hope Buschendorf, though, a moment ago, as she was able to size up there with Raina Welch. But another turnover by North on the inbound. It's stolen away by Palmier, and Palmier this time finishes the layup after she got the steal on the inbounds. 4-0 Memorial. North still looking for their first points. 14-15 left in the first half. North attacking the hoop down to our right. Ellie O'Keefe out in midcourt. Floats it in to Buschendorf at the free throw line. Buschendorf trying to go back to O'Keefe, streaking down the left side of the lane. Knocked away by Welch, picked up by Shaw, and Memorial comes right to left. Kling gets a pass to the right block, puts up a shot, rattles around, no, gets her own rebound. The putback is good, and she's fouled. Sometimes a second opportunity works out better than the first one ever would have. Ah, love is better the second time around. Nora Kling missed the bunny underneath, got her own rebound, goes back up, scores, and was fouled in the process by Sands Hannah. So the hoop and the harm, and Kling will try to seal up a three-point play with Memorial leading 6-0. Kling, by the way, a freshman, so a freshman who has seen significant minutes this year for Memorial on a very good Memorial team. She does bury the free throw, and she'll check out. Brandon Fanning has a very deep bench, which makes this old Abe's team even scarier than their 11-1 record would make most opponents fear. North basketball trying to get on the board, down 7-0 in this one. Ellie O'Keefe, right wing. She had it pawed away from her, stolen away, and Memorial coming right to left. Palmier feeds a bounce pass to Welch at the right block, but as she bounced that feed to her, she bulldozed over Sands Hannah again, and Sands Hannah picks up her third, well, draws her third charging foul of the game, and we're only 5 minutes in. It'll be the first personal on Lydia Palmier, third team foul on Memorial, all of them on offensive charges. While North has yet to get Ellie O'Keefe going, she is really fumbling it in the offensive front court. Good job by Memorial defensively thus far. As here in the backcourt is Santana for North. Santana being closely guarded in the backcourt draws the foul. Fourth foul on Memorial. Did not catch who it is, and they didn't put it up on the scoreboard who got charged with the foul. Santana again across the midcourt stripe. She gets trapped. She needs help. Just floats it ahead in desperation, scooped up by her teammate Ellie Jacobs in the front court, and North will set things up. Haley Lavoy high out right. They swing it around. Up top, this is Sikora. Sikora to the baseline for Lavoy. Lavoy, right baseline. To Santana, side of the lane. Back to Lavoy, right wing. Ava O'Keefe, high out of the left. Ava O'Keefe having a good senior year. Ava O'Keefe, left side of the lane. Tried to force up a shot as she got caught kind of up in the air and didn't want to have the double dribble. And she just ends up flinging the ball out of bounds. Not even quite an air ball there. But more great defense by Memorial, and the ball back to Memorial. Well, the north sideline will make some changes here as Ava O'Keefe comes off. This Memorial defense, though, to their credit, has completely stopped this North team to the... Well, I think Memorial used the time. No, there was no timeout, just a little bit of a wet spot on the floor, so the officials want to dry that up. Both teams retreat to their respective benches, but this Memorial defense in the game's opening five-plus minutes, it's had to have frustrated North like trying to drive up a hill that hasn't been sanded or salted by the road crews. North has tried all they can, but they are spinning their tires in the game's opening five-plus minutes. And Memorial looking to defeat their crosstown rivals for an eighth consecutive time. If you're going to prevent the upset, having a strong start goes a very long way to that, because this North team doesn't have the offensive kick to really pull off big rallies, especially against a team that is usually as defensively strong as Memorial is. Memorial basketball, attacking hoop to our left, trying to build a 7-0 lead. Nora Kling, no fear as she tries to burrow her way through the lane. Can't get the shot to go, but she drew foul, and she'll go to the line to shoot a couple here. Foul on Ellie Jacobs, her first. So impressive when you see a freshman not afraid to burrow on through. Freshmen it's not an unheard thing to have freshmen or sophomores have big games on offenses for teams, but usually they do it beyond the arc, and then as they get older, their game matures even more to more slashing. Kling made the first free throw, misses the second off the back heel, rebound is caught by Ellie O'Keefe, and North has the ball moving left to right, down 8-0 in this one. Ellie O'Keefe trapped, high out left, finds a safety valve, and Holt Buschendorf. Buschendorf, baseball pass to the right corner for Ellie Jacobs, a three bottoms. Ellie Jacobs buries the three, and then on the ensuing rebound, nearly stolen away by Ellie O'Keefe, but it goes out of bounds back to Memorial. Ellie Jacobs, though, a big three for North. Ellie Jacobs, by the way, coming off of a 5 3-pointer outing against Holman last Tuesday. Hit 5 3-pointers in North's win against Holman on Tuesday night last week. Memorial basketball, high out right, Kling. Kling left-hand dribble, picks up the dribble, throws it to the left sideline for Hoytman. She takes a three and got it. Ava Hoytman hits the three. And the lead for Memorial back to 8 at 11-3. 12 minutes left in the first half. Ellie O'Keefe throws a pass to the free throw line to Adeline Shepler. And Shepler hits the runner from the free throw line as the North offense beginning to see some embers begin to flare up. Memorial basketball working the baseline. Schroeder, they'll throw it back outside. A wide open three by Kling up top. Got it. Kling took the three and posed for a moment as she knew that felt good right off her fingertips. Nora Kling, the three. She's got seven. Memorial leads 14-5 with 11:32 left in the opening half, and North is going to call a timeout. We'll take a timeout with them back in 30 seconds from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
We discuss this game and all the local games on the Sports Watch podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. The Sports Watch podcast series is the only audio show in the area that is devoted to Chippewa Valley sports, high school, the Blue Gold, the Chippewa Steel, as well as shining a light on the numerous youth and niche sports organizations in town. The Sports Watch podcast at echometownradio.com.
Hey, we head to 11:25 left in the first half. It's 14-5 in favor of Memorial. It's North basketball as Ellie O'Keefe drives on through a shot. Rejected out of bounds by Raina Welch. Raina Welch says, I don't want any green olives on the pizza tonight. Ellie O'Keefe went on through and Raina Welch pawed it away from her. Ellie O'Keefe will trigger it back in for North as North coming off the timeout. Ball baseball passed in high out right for Ellie Jacobs. Back to the top of the key to Sikora. Sikora bounce feed to the right block to Buschendorf. Turnaround shot off the back heel. No, ball pawed around. Picked back up by North on the offensive rebound. And Ellie O'Keefe drives back in from the left side and scores. Ellie O'Keefe's got her first points of the night. She'd been out off the board so far in this one. Palmier, left corner. They kick it up top to Raina Welch. The big takes a three. Back heel, front rim. No, ball knocked around. Comes to the near sideline. Picked back up by Memorial. Another offensive rebound. Right wing, three bottoms for Ava Hoytot. Ava Hoytot hits a big three for Memorial. So North got the defensive stop of Memorial. The offensive rebound scores on the second kick of the can. It's 17-7. Memorial leads. They're up by 10. 10:20 left in the first half. Hope Buschendorf has it between the wheels. Buschendorf handing it to Ellie O'Keefe. Works off a screen, but quickly picking her back up is Rhea Shaw. This Memorial defense, they're like overprotective fathers keeping an eye on their kids at the playground. They don't let any of these North players get too far out of sight. What defense by them? Ball floated into Buschendorf underneath, but she's being double-teamed, and the ball stolen away by Raina Welch. Welch will jog up the floor, pushes it ahead to Shaw. Shaw stops right side of the lane, back to Raina Welch, but she then travels as she caught the ball at the free throw line and began to stutter her feet a little bit. 9:48 left in the first half. It's 17-7 in favor of Memorial. By the way, the students opposite of us have filled in a little bit more. The pep band tonight is actually the DeLong Middle School pep band, which is pretty cool, by the way. Many of the DeLong students end up at North, but a few end up at Memorial. It's kind of a cross section at DeLong Middle School, which is fun. Ava O'Keefe, a three, left corner for North. No, as it was too strong, and the rebound comes back down to Memorial. Memorial basketball's Palmier across the midcourt stripe. Left-hand dribble to the top of the key. Picks up the dribble, reversing it to the right side to Kling. Kling drives on through, off the glass, and she scores. The freshman, Nora Kling, having a breakout performance in this one. Again, just a freshman, already has 9 points in this game. 19-9, Memorial, 9 minutes left in the first half. Buschendorf, free throw line, turnaround shot for North, off the heel, no. Rebound pulled down by the sophomore, Ferguson. And Memorial has the basketball. Ferguson, right sideline for Hoytot. Back out to midcourt to Kling. Kling races on through the lane. Little Euro step, bulldozed over Santana. No call, the shot no good. Rebound scooped up, put back in by Meredith Adams of Memorial. 21-7 in favor of Memorial. They're up by 14 in this one. Ava O'Keefe, a three ball left corner. That rattles off. No rebound, Memorial. Thrown up the floor. A run out here for Hoytot. She got fouled on the foul by the trailer, and she'll go to the line to shoot two.
On the Huskies, number 11, Navi St.
Just gonna leave my stuff here.
Ava Hoytot, I'll come back eventually.
So Hoytot will go to the line to shoot a couple. First free throw off the front rim. No for Ava Hoytot.
And for the Huskies, number 14, Alyssa Manticle, and 30, Haley Boy.
Second free throw rolls around and goes on through for Ava Hoytot. So 22-7, Memorial leads North. Up the floor, here comes Meredith Adams. Adams tried to drive through for North. She lost her balance, fell down. I should say it's Haley Lavoy for North. Either way, Lavoy drives on and loses her balance and falls down. That'll be a travel on her. So back to Memorial. Memorial up by 15, 22-7, 8-10 left in the first half. Memorial, 11-1 overall, 5-0 in the BRC. They got a huge game on Friday against Menominee. As Raina Welch, an up and under move underneath, she couldn't finish, but again gets her own rebound and scores on that one. And it's all Memorial in this one thus far. Brandon Fanning's team is loaded, they are deep, and just like the Memorial boys team is eyeing what they hope to be a very lengthy postseason run a month from now, so are the Memorial girls. And Brandon Fanning's team is going to be capable of it. They are a loaded ball club. Ava O'Keefe drives inside the free throw line, pulls up for a 10-foot jumper from the left side. No. Offensive rebound put back up and in by Noble and Sans Hannah of North. Sans Hannah, her first 2 points of the game. Rhea Shaw drives in for North, then kicks it left sideline. It was out of the reach of Ferguson. Ferguson is able to stretch out and keep it in bounds along the sideline, but it's taken back by North. North basketball, Ava O'Keefe, left wing. Knee-high dribble. Gets a pass to Mantifuel, left side of the lane. Now to Ellie O'Keefe, a three, left wing. Nope, off the rim. And Raina Welch, the easy rebound for Memorial. Kaylee drives in. They kick it right sideline for Memorial. They were looking for Shaw. It was knocked out of bounds, though, by Ava O'Keefe into the DeLong Pep Band that, again, is here tonight. Ball play back into Kling. Right corner for Memorial. Underneath to Raina Welch. Welch tries to go up, but she gets the ball held right back into her chest by Ava O'Keefe. That'll be a hell ball situation. The arrow will keep the possession with Memorial, but nice defense there by Ava O'Keefe. Her sister Ellie has been the star of this program since she was a sophomore, and now Ava, her twin, has really popped back up even more. As a senior, she has begun to blossom even more for Debbie Peterson's squad. You heard Debbie before the game talk about having players like Ava O'Keefe stepping up in her senior year. Same with Hope Bushendorf stepping up as well. Slight discussion here before Memorial throws the ball in. Now they're allowing a North substitution. Memorial triggering in it underneath the hoop. They attack down to our left. Schroeder throws it into the right corner to Kling. Kling drives the baseline. Pass left side to Kaylee. Kaylee maneuvers her way back underneath. They'll spit it back outside. Here's Kling curling into the lane. A floater. That's off the glass. No, but the rebound to Raina Welch. And Welch up and in off the glass for an easy deuce. 26-9 in favor of Memorial with 6:15 left in the first half. All Memorial in this one. They scored the game's first 9 points. Sakura tried to come in from the right side for North. Got walled off by Raina Welch. Welch goes down, but the foul will be on Welch of Memorial. That'll be the sixth team foul on Memorial. Her first personal, though. And Brandon Fanning's going to send out another one of his line changes here. He's able to pretty much make two, three, four, sometimes five substitutions at once. That's how comfortable he is with his team. Hope Buschendorf at the left block. Throws it outside for Lavoie. Lavoie drives into the lane, stops 5 feet out. Nowhere to go, though, with it. And has to pass it back outside to Ava O'Keefe. Ava O'Keefe spins into the lane. Off the glass. No. And the rebound collected by Adams for Memorial. Thrown up the floor to Schroeder. Schroeder to Kling in the corner. Kling, though, has it scraped away by Shepler as the junior stole it away from Kling, who, despite that, is still having an outstanding first half as a freshman. 5.5 to go in the first half. 26-9, Memorial leads. Shepler has it up top for North. Shepler drives in with the left hand. Shepler switches to the right, puts it up, hangs on the front rim and lips off. No, Adams the rebound for Memorial. Adams along the baseline, gets it over to her teammate Schroeder, who throws it up the floor to Hoytot. Hoytot now right in the floor. A beautiful feed finding Kling, who had gotten it ahead. And Kling will put it up and in for two. Kling had leak loose ahead of everybody. Great court vision right there. Ava O'Keefe tries to answer back for North with a three, and she does. Ava O'Keefe buries a three from the left wing. 28-12, Memorial leads by 16, 4:40 to play in the opening half. First of four crosstown showdowns on the hardwood. Tonight and next Tuesday, the girls and boys games here at North, and then next month, the games at Memorial. Missed shot for Memorial. North comes the other way. They run the floor beautifully there. Ellie O'Keefe spits it ahead to Haley Lavoie, who then dishes it over to Hope Buschendorf on what turned out to be a 2-on-0. And Buschendorf scores. Lead cut down to 14 for North. If North could bring the deficit to single digits before halftime, they would take that as sort of a small win at this point. Foul at midcourt on Ava O'Keefe of North. That's her second personal. She'll stay out there, mostly because Debbie Peterson knows the game's on the lip right now. If you try to save her for the second half, there might not be any meaningful minutes anyway. Raina Welch, near side of the lane, had it scraped away from her. Ball picked up by Shaw. Shaw goes back to Welch at the right block, and Welch scores. 16-point lead again for Memorial with under four to go in the first half. Haley Lavoie runs with the four, yo-yos the ball. Ball fake into the lane. Can't finish the layup, though, as the shot too strong off the window, and the ball back to Memorial. Great ball fake, though, as she came through the lane. And fake dishing it off to Hope Buschendorf. And that cleared the path for her even more, just wasn't able to finish. She brought the pie to the table, just wasn't able to cut it cleanly. Cora Graham for Memorial underneath the hoop, tries to throw a pass to Raina Welch underneath. Pass goes off a hip out of bounds. It'll stay with Memorial. But before that, we have a timeout taken by North. So timeout for North. We'll take one with them. 3:26 left in the first half. Memorial leads North 30-14 from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Again, the boys turn next Tuesday night here from North. Right now it's the girls. The Crosstown Showdown, Memorial leading North 30-14. Memorial basketball, the ball triggered in underneath the hoop. They attack down to our left, right on the inbounds. Pass to Raina Welch. She gets corralled. She gets corralled and the ball held. And the alternating arrow will give the ball back to Memorial. So they'll retain possession. Yeah, as soon as she got the ball right there, everybody was all over her like sauce on a spaghetti noodle. Rhea Shaw left open in the left corner on the inbounds, and Shaw bottoms on that three. The junior has her first points of the night. And it's a 19-point lead for Memorial. North basketball, right side. Andy Sikora looked to get a pass into the lane. I mean, a little penetration pass there. It's whacked away, though, out of bounds across the baseline. It will stay with North, though, as Sands Hanna will throw it into Sikora. Right corner. Sikora drives to the lane. And then a foul called, a little push foul here on Memorial. And that'll be the seventh foul on Memorial, sending Haley LaVoie to the line, where she's going to shoot a 1-1. Second personal on Lydia Palmier. So LaVoie, the front end of the 1-1. First free throw on the way. Yeah, rainbowed it in. Senior averaging 5.8 points per game. Picks up her first point of this one. Second free throw. That one's good. So Haley LaVoie hits both of the free throws. North has started to get the offense going after being held off the board the first 6 minutes of this game, but Memorial has not let up. Memorial up to 33 in this game. They lead by 17. And this Memorial team looks very, very good. Kaylee has it for Memorial. Kicks it to the right sideline to Nora Kling. And Kling again hits a three. Nora Kling up to 14 points in her crosstown showdown debut as a freshman. What a first half for Nora Kling. The old scene stealer, if you will. Like Danny DeVito in any television show or movie he's in. A scene stealer, if you will. Playing the John Lovitz character, if you will. A scene stealer is Nora Kling. You have all these other big-time players you're looking at, and Kling has come up and is making sure she is very much a part of the narrative. Sands Hanna, by the way, going to go to the line for North. She got fouled, non-shooting foul, but it's the eighth foul. So she's going to go to the line shooting a 1-1. Sands Hanna bends the knees. First shot on the way. Nope. Ball falls off to the left. Rebound to Memorial. Memorial ball as they come right to left. Ferguson, left side. Ball comes loose. Now Welch has it underneath. Welch rips it away from traffic. Gets a shot up. No. Gets her own rebound. Another kick of the can for Memorial. 2:10 to play in the first half. Memorial leads by 20. Shaw dribbles to the right side of the lane. Needs help. Then got bumped into by Hope Buschendorf. That'll be a foul on Buschendorf. That's the seventh on North. And that is going to send Rhea Shaw to the line, where she'll shoot a 1-1. First personal on Hope Buschendorf. First free throw on the way is good by Rhea Shaw. And the second free throw. Front rim, off to the side, no. Rebound, bad Memorial though. Now Shaw three, left sideline. That will go wrong. Rebound comes out to midcourt. Tracked down by Ellie O'Keefe. O'Keefe though trips on the hard pine, falls down, and the ball back to Memorial. A lead feet ahead, finding Ashlyn Schroeder, who was still down there through all the scramble, and Schroeder ends up scoring what amounts to being an uncontested layup. It's been that type of night for North. Ellie O'Keefe just tripped as she ran up the floor. She had a Memorial player side by side with her. There might have been a little bit of a hip bump right there, but she went falling down and stayed down for a moment, not because she was hurt, but sort of the exasperation as to how difficult this first half has been for North. Hope Buschendorf at the block, outside to Haley LaVoie. LaVoie behind the back dribble, but that's just nothing but eye candy, and it's not going to fool Millie Kaylee for Memorial. Ball now thrown underneath, and a foul called on Memorial. Going to get a foul on Rhea Shaw. Going to say she held Ellie O'Keefe. So O'Keefe will go to the line shooting a 1-1, with that being the ninth foul on Memorial. Free throw on the way. Front rimmed it. No. Rebound. Comes near the free throw line, but it's collected by Adams. And Memorial has the basketball as we hit the final minute of this first half. 39-16, Memorial leading North. Shaw high outright. Pass the left lane to Whitetide, who has an open three. Here's shot. No. High rebound. Caught by Lavoie. Throws it ahead to midcourt, but knocked out of bounds by Rhea Shaw, who hustled and got a palm on it to prevent a lead feed ahead for Hope Buschendorf. Nice hustle there by Rhea Shaw. Sort of like seeing somebody, yeah, sort of like somebody's about to get the freshest milk at the back of the counter. And Rhea Shaw came right in there to take it from the back end. North possession, though, still as they trigger it back in. 35 seconds left to go in the half. Lavoie, a three right corner. No. Long rebound comes out the midcourt off the back heel. Tracked down by Jacobs for North. She'll hand it to Ellie O'Keefe. O'Keefe, right hand dribble to Buschendorf underneath. Buschendorf to Lavoie, right corner. Back outside Ellie O'Keefe. 20 to go in the half. Ellie O'Keefe drives on through, slithers underneath, and puts up a shot with the right hand and scores. Final 10 seconds of the first half. Ball controlled by Memorial on the left sideline. A pass into the corner, knocked out of bounds by Ava O'Keefe of North. Memorial will trigger it in.
Back in for the only 24.
In the front court, with 8 seconds to play in the first half, leading 39-18. Ashlyn Schroeder to throw it in. Schroeder gets a pass in to Hoytot, left side. They look to get it to Welch underneath, knocked away. Here's O'Keefe the other way. Ellie O'Keefe a 2-1, gets it to Hope Buschendorf. Top of the key for three at the buzzer. It is an air ball. Buschendorf's three is an air ball at the buzzer. And that's how the first half comes to an end. A first half dominated by the Memorial Old Abes. A suffocating defense, particularly in the opening 10 minutes of the first half. The freshman, Nora Kling. Nora Kling serving as the furnace to the offense in this one. The freshman having a fantastic first half with 14 points. And Memorial clearly in business in this one as they lead the Crosstown Showdown 39-18. We'll have some halftime stats. Get you ready for the second half next. This is high school basketball from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
We discuss this game and all the local games on the Sports Watch podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. The Sports Watch podcast series is the only audio show in the area that is devoted to Chippewa Valley sports, high school, the Blue Gold, the Chippewa Steel, as well as shining a light on the numerous youth and niche sports organizations in town. The Sports Watch podcast at echometownradio.com.
Don't go anywhere as coverage of Eau Claire area high school basketball continues next with the Halftime Show. An update on stats and other scores around the area.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn.
But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America